As part of the fight against Ebola, the U.S. military is setting up a command center in Liberia. That's also one of several countries where the U.S. is sending troops. Liberia could use the help. NPR's Ephebia Quist-Arkton spent time with one doctor at a clinic in Liberia's capital. Ebola
virus! In Monrovia these days, all over the city, you hear campaigners trying to raise awareness about Ebola. They sing, play drums, and spread the word about how to prevent the virus. But Dr. Martha Zawe, a private general practitioner on the outskirts of Liberia's capital, says Ebola crept quietly into their midst with fear and stigma attached.
I usually tell my staff, it's scary, but think about a war and then all the soldiers run away. What will happen to the civilians?
I ask whether she feels like an army general who has to marshal and rally her foot soldiers.
It's double scary, but again, you can't run from the field. I can't change my profession. I'm a doctor, so we can't run away.
It's not so long ago that Dr. Zawe survived Liberia's civil war, dodging bullets as rival rebel groups fought for control of the country. So how do the war and Ebola compare?
There's similarities, and yet there's a big difference, because this one, I think it's more scary. It seems like you can't hide.
You can't hide?
No, there's no way you can say, let's go down the basement to hide from the gunshots. But this one, you can't hide. Especially being a medical practitioner, there's no way to hide.
Liberians call Ebola the silent enemy, the silent weapon. Dr. Zawe operates from her own clinic, which she set up 5 years ago in Painesville, a Monrovia suburb.
So let's start all over. You say you feel feverish.
They treat all sorts of patients, from pregnant women to diabetics to delivering babies. The clinic relocated to have the original premises disinfected after their colleague died. In fearful times, there were rumors that he died of Ebola, with finger pointing at Dr. Zawe and her staff. They took all necessary precautions, and most of the staff stayed on.
So far, only one person is scared to come back to work.
Struggling back on its feet, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has dealt post-war Liberia a body blow, and health workers are bearing the brunt of the battle against the virus. In Liberia alone, at least 85 have died. Dr. Zawe says they wear protective equipment and diplomatically ask delicate questions of their patients to find out whether they've come into contact with or looked after people sick with Ebola. But the toughest part, she says, is refraining from physical contact with others because of her close work with their late colleague.
Honestly, no touching, even loved ones. Like I tell my little son now, you can't touch mommy until after the 21 days.
That's the 3-week incubation period for Ebola, for those who might have come into contact with the virus and could test positive. So, no touching, no hugging, no kissing.
During the war, we could hug each other and give some comfort, but now you have to stay distance apart. Ebola, you have to be careful.
So, how does the rest of the family feel?
Tell you the truth, I haven't told my husband yet. He's in the States. I eventually have to tell him today. It's scary, but it won't change me from being a doctor.
Later, I ask her how the call went. Dr. Zawe said her husband didn't ask her to quit, and her clinic is still up and running, seeing patients. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.